Hey guys, welcome to the Blissful Programmer Podcast. I'm your host Saurav, and I hope you all are doing awesome, you are feeling great, and you are staying healthy. If you're new here, this podcast is all about programming in general and becoming blissful while being one. If Blissful Programmer was able to help you in any way, you can show your appreciation by following us, supporting us, subscribing, sharing, or donating. If you are already a supporter, I'm immensely grateful for your support. You guys help me inspire others. In this podcast, I would like to talk to you about courses. Should you take them? I remember when I was starting up, that was the time when one of the few websites available for courses were, you know, like Coursera, Udemy, Pluralsight, and they were just starting up, all right? I'm talking about when I was in grad school. And, all right, so at that time, in my life, the most I have paid for any course is like $10. That's it. So, have I taken courses in the past? Yes. And there have been awesome courses available for $10 or $12 on Udemy, which helped me, you know, learn something very fast. But there were equally, if not equal, at least as good resources available on YouTube if you have the time, you know, if you take the time and spend on searching. Now, nowadays, I'm seeing like all these ads popping up trying to, you know, guarantee that you take this course and you will get a six-figure programming job, or you take this course and you will be hired by Google and all this stuff. Well, from my opinion, it's just taking credit for someone's hard work, you know. So even if they claim that, oh yeah, this guy took our course and they were able to get a job at, I don't know, Google or whatever. No, this guy took your course, but apart from that, he prepared a lot from other resources. He spent a lot of time polishing. He spent a lot of time on lead code. He spent a lot of time on learning concept, getting better at logic. It's not only because he took your course and he got, no. That's one, not the reason, but that's the thing these guys do. And their course is not like $10 or $12. You know, their course is like $300, $2,000, $2,500, $3,000 and up. If you are listening to this podcast, if you're listening to me, and I've been in programming for a while, and I have worked with a lot of senior programmer, exceptional programmers, and I have never seen any of them actually investing so much money on any of these courses, and I have never done it myself. When you are programming, one of the main aspects of programming is learning. And when it comes to learning as a programmer, there's no one place you can find everything. That's your job. That's the one place where you'll find everything is probably your engineering notebook. You know what I'm saying? But slowly, as you learn, you get to find the, or you get to recognize the pattern of, you know, how to do search, how to properly find the right answers, the right questions to ask on Google, or the right search to ask, or the right question to ask on a Stack Overflow, or find the right blogs, or find the right GitHub wikis, or, you know, NPM repositories and so on. So that overall, from my opinion, that would be more helpful for you rather than going for a course. I mean, I understand courses are like, sure, you get all the stuff from at like one place, but keep in mind, the course is just only their notebook. They have also learned all the stuff from, you know, probably some other places, like, and first of all, the organization itself. So if there is a course on JavaScript, you learn by going on, you know, the JavaScript MSDN or these all website. If it is about Angular, you learn about, well, go to Google Angular and start learning. If you want React, those all information are free. Those are all open source. You don't have to pay for it. Sure, sometimes it becomes a bit hard to understand those concepts, and you'll say these videos kind of make it easy. But I would suggest doing one, like a different thing. Talk to a friend, talk to someone else who work, talk to, you know, like your friend in school, or talk to someone who knows how to code, and let's just talk about it. All right, let's just tell them like, hey, I'm trying to do this. Would you like to pair program on this? So it will help me get concept much better. So now you have two people's opinion, and you know, that's gonna help you learn faster rather than, you know, just relying on a video. So yeah, if I had, now when it comes to code, like boot camp or engineering degree, do I feel like it's good? Yeah, those degrees are good. They are more focused on teaching you the fundamentals, and I mean, most of them are good. If you're going to good boot camps and good overall educational institution for computer science degree, but you can also learn these all on your own. All right, I remember, the most important skill for you is to solve problem. If you can work on your logical as well as conceptual knowledge, and you can get better at them with practice, well, you probably will be, you know, you probably will be as good as a programmer from a college or, you know, a boot camp. But in my opinion, I'm from college, so I'm biased a bit towards you know, schooling, and college overall gives you enough time to absorb a lot of concepts, so you learn much more if you are actually in there to learn. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not there just for frat parties. You're actually there to learn. Then you can learn a lot of things and build a really good base, and you can understand concept pretty fast. But coming back to these courses, like, you know, these small courses which are launched, like get my courses before the time the countdown ends, limited time offer, you know, all these scammy courses about programming and stuff, I just hate it. And a lot of other, like, coding related YouTubers or podcaster would agree on it, that it's not the right thing to do. You know, you are probably just taking out things you learned from open source, and then you are fabricating and making, you know, money out of it. I mean, it's not illegal. Even I thought about doing it, but then I was thinking, like, am I really contributing to, you know, as an engineer, as someone who wants to bring something new, as someone who wants to help out someone, am I really contributing to someone, or am I just gathering knowledge and just putting a nice fancy course with a lot of marketing just so that I can make money? And from my opinion, I don't agree with that. Solving problem, I mean, if you take my case, money important? Of course, money is important. But what is the most important factor? I mean, if someone is gonna give me $1 million and ask me to do something, ask me to create a course, sure, I can create a course. But if someone asks me, you know, like, why actually you program, I would say it's because I love to solve problem, and when I solve problem of being faced by other people and they are frustrated, and I'm able to solve their problem, and they are very happy that, you know, I was able to help someone do something, you know, and I was able to affect someone's life by, you know, solving a problem, that's the feeling which makes me very happy. And that's one of the reasons why I'm doing this podcast, really. I tried creating, you know, videos about courses and stuff. I tried signing up on Gumroad, and at the end, I just didn't feel like that was, I had my heart in it. It was just like, it felt like a shallow overall approach. I mean, if I learn something, I blog, and that's available like for free. I blog on onceaday.today, www.onceaday.today. So over there you can like, that's, everything is free. Anyone can go and read. And that's the way I like to share information. The best way to help, the best way to grow, you know, is by helping others, you know. And then you let the serendipity of karma, you know, bring more, you know, wealth and whatever you are seeking in return. All right. So another thing I would like to talk about is this industry being filled with opportunistic people and kind of more on the asshole sides. People, mainly people who have understood the game of social media and are taking advantage of, you know, social media to brand something which they didn't create. You know what I'm saying? So, like, this guy created JavaScript course. I'm not gonna name this guy. And yeah, he is kind of pretty, I think he has a lot of views and stuff, but the way he is, like, JavaScript is free, all right? JavaScript, you can learn JavaScript for free. The best book which I read on JavaScript was You Don't Know JavaScript, and that is free. You can go to the, you can search You Don't Know JavaScript, and you will land on a Google, GitHub wiki page. And let me actually search the author. Give me 1 second. So this is Getify. Kyle Simpson. Oh yeah, this guy, Kyle Simpson. I love this guy. I mean, he has taken JavaScript, which is kind of so different when it comes to normal programming or normal English language. Like, if you are programming in Ruby and suddenly you are in Java, it's a totally different concept. You know, Java is a prototypal language. Sorry, JavaScript is a prototypal language. So nowadays with ECMAScript, you know, the newest ECMAScript and everything, things are changing. There are classes and all, but with TypeScript and all. But JavaScript, pure JavaScript has completely different kind of concepts and things, and the way your code works, like questing, and then, you know, you have like a prototypal kind of inheritance and like different kind of enumerations and different kind of data type. But anyway, the point is, this guy made this available for free, and he has helped so many people. Even those guys who are creating these $1,000 course are like making you believe that taking just this course is gonna get you a job. Well, it's not gonna. All right, so you can take the course, you can follow the code along, but in an interview, if you are normally in an interview, that question is not gonna be asked, because it's not about memorizing things, it's about understanding things. That's why the most important thing is practice as many problems. And it's not about, you know, like practice just for the sake of practice. Oh, I saw like 1200 problems. The main thing is, what are you learning from practicing? Are you able to recognize a pattern? You know, are you able to really understand this language in depth? Are you able to understand the main code base of a framework in a better way by learning more about that language? Are you able to answer some of your questions which you're not able to answer before? Or even you can help out other people on Stack Overflow, or maybe Stack Overflow is kind of now filled with assholes, but you know, like even on your blog, can you do that? Do you really know a concept so that you can help like a 12-year-old, 10 or 12-year-old trying to learn programming. You can explain to him or her in the best, simplest manner. So it just hits, you know, the home run with them. Can you do that? If you can do that, then that's from my opinion is learning, and no course is gonna help you get there. It's only practicing so you can read between the lines, if you will. So I'll tell you an example. For when I graduated out of my master's, I was looking for a job and I was not doing very well with interviews. At that time, I was failing a few interviews because honestly, I was just kind of practicing the problems, which were just, I was just doing for the sake of practicing problems and just reading concepts, just for the sake of reading concepts. I was not really understanding it really deeply. So yeah, I was failing interviews. They were asking me new questions. They were asking me something totally new. And I was like, oh crap, I have never solved this issue. And I was like, okay, that has happened to so many people. I have interviewed people and it has happened to them as well. And keep in mind, it's not gonna come to you like that. It's not gonna come to you even if you have solved like 100, 200, 300 problems, unless you really try to understand the deep pattern behind problem solving. You know, so that any problem it's more about, for example, when you go to LeetCode and you practice problems, it's not about showing that, hey, I solved 500 problems. No, it's not about that. Even if you solve 1400 problems out of LeetCode, no one is going to hire you unless you can solve the problem they're asking in a really good, in a very eloquent manner. And to be able to solve the problem, you know, let me tell you one thing. I have decided that I am going to ask FizzBuzz, you know, FizzBuzz test. If you don't know, look it up. I've decided that I'm not going to ask candidates all these prime factorizations and, you know, like dynamic programming and all this stuff, which if you don't know, don't worry about it. I'm gonna ask just a simple FizzBuzz question. And I want to see how you approach the problem. And from that question itself, I can judge your style of coding. I can judge how, you know, are you really familiar with the language in depth? And also, I would be able to tell if you have just memorized this or taken one or two courses, or you actually know how to solve problem, you know, actually know how to think of how to solve problem, or, you know, problem solving thinking. So yeah, I would suggest you guys for concept related. So remember, in our second podcast, I think we discussed about only two skill you need to develop. The first is to learn mainly. If you want to get good at programming, coding, software engineering, whatever you want to do. The first skill is logic. And the second skill is conceptual knowledge. Conceptual knowledge, most of these courses are based on conceptual knowledge. And most of the conceptual knowledge out there, you can read for free. All right, it's available. Most of them, most of the technology people use right now, you think about it, you name it, Ruby, Java, JavaScript, you name it, React, Next.js, whatever you want, Heroku, maybe not Heroku, but yeah, Heroku as well. In case, what I'm trying to say is like the documentation mainly, concepts. You name whatever you want to name. And all those technology are open source, everything is available for free. And if you feel like documentation is not good enough, why don't you contribute to the documentation? Ask them, mail them, you know, like if I feel I didn't understand a concept on, for example, recently I was looking into PostgreSQL, some concept in PostgreSQL, and I love to use it. So in PostgreSQL, I was having an issue with one of the data type, I think float data type. Yeah, about the precision value. And I was confused about it. So what I did, I looked around and I couldn't find an answer. So what I did was, there is a form or there is a link, like help or support or something like that, and I just email them. And the Postgres guys who are like the main moderators, they actually, they answered my questions in a very nice manner. And that kind of helped me understand that pre-season value very well. So yeah, I mean, how much money did I pay for it? Zero. That's how much I paid. All I had is a little bit of patience, and I just clicked a button and asked them right question, and I got the right answer. So yeah, bottom line, I would say, without repeating myself again and again, is if you want to buy a course for less than $15. Okay, $15, if you really want to buy. If anything, anyone is charging more than that, don't buy it. All right, maybe $20, I'm okay with that. All right, but $20, $25, maybe, but no, not more than that. I will set the point at 20. If anyone is charging more than 20, don't buy those courses. Spend time on, you know, understanding the concept. Spend time on researching the concept, and I will tell you, you will become better at searching and finding knowledge base, which is also an essential skill for software engineers. Maybe you can learn this concept by this course faster, but it would just be a matter of time before you have to learn another thing, and you'd again rely on someone else to do the heavy lifting for you, and that is not going to help you become a good programmer. That is not going to help you have the confidence and the self-belief that whatever problem you face, you would be able to find the solution. The only way to do it, to actually toil and moil and find the solution and research on internet and go through issues and go through, you know, GitHub issues and go through blogs or videos and find and kind of curate your own notes on it. That is the right way to do it. And I will recommend you guys doing that. So yeah, don't fall for all these guys trying to make money out of open source, where they should actually contribute towards open source, but they are just trying to say, hey, there is a fucking countdown going on with 500 seats available. The moment you sign up fast, otherwise you will lose it, or oh my god, you can't get a $100,000 job if you do not sign up for my course and stuff like that. Don't do that. That's just a bunch of crap. People who give value, people who are genuine, people who actually want to help others, they will give it mostly for free. All right, they will just give it away. All right, the Stanford, what's his name? I'm forgetting. Let me look it up. The Stanford machine learning. Andrew Ng, I think. Yeah, Andrew Ng. Like, he is the best in, from my opinion, I think he's the best in the world of machine learning. And he's a computer science, and his course is totally for free on YouTube. If you want to learn artificial intelligence, go and just start his, you know, go and check Stanford Learning or on YouTube, and it's, everything is for free. And that guy is like, he's a businessman as well, so he should be asking for money, and he knows more, way more than any other person in AI field, but he doesn't want to. He gives away things for free because he knows he's giving away the value. And if you really, really want, if you really love the course, you will come back, and you will want, you know, more personal touch to it. And that's why I think he has a course on Coursera, but on machine learning, but still he has a free course overall on YouTube. And you can go and learn as much as possible, get a good base. And then you can, and he knows that you can, of course, go and, after building a good base in artificial intelligence and machine learning, you can then go and search on your own. But he cares that, okay, other people are learning, that's what he wants to do. That's my opinion. That's what I think he's doing. So I think, yeah, he just puts it out there. And if people understand the value of the this information, of course they will afterwards would want to contact him for further knowledge. But yeah, if someone is promising you all these six-figure jobs and seven-figure jobs and all the bunch of crap from their courses and the countdown and stuff, just know that, okay, they don't have shit to offer. They are just scammy. They just, all they care about is making money. Even if their course is good enough, they have probably taken all the concepts from all over the internet and just put it in one course, which all these guys do. Heck, even I was trying to do that. All right, let's be honest. I tried it. I tried to create a PostgreSQL course and I tried to really research through the price point and all this stuff. And then I was like, bullshit, I don't want to do this. This, I don't feel good about it. It's like, fuck it. I'm just going to write blog about it. Whoever wants to read, they can read. And if they want to really go into technical detail, I'm going to put a link in my blog of whatever I'm using, wherever I'm learning from, and they can just go and check it. Just spend time on it. And from my opinion, that's the right way to do it. All right. So I hope you learned from, you learned a little bit of what I'm trying to say. Don't rely on these courses. You are good enough. You are awesome. All you have to do is spend time on researching good solutions. Go to open source, read documentation, ask questions. All right. And work to improve your knowledge seeking capability or knowledge searching capability so you are able to find what you're looking for faster. But the only way you can do it is, you know, you don't rely on others to teach you, but you go and teach yourself and you learn in the process by, you know, various different knowledge sources. So yeah, thanks for listening, guys. I appreciate you all over here. Bye.